The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, but I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first. Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today because it's Tuesday, and we all have Impact to watch later, right?
Do we?
I don't know. Anyways, so there have been some updates on this Brock Lesnar, Matt Riddle situation at the Royal Rumble. Hot heat in the backstage area. The actual words that were used by Brock Lesnar on Matthew Riddle have been revealed. Larson,
apparently,
what did he say?
This is via TalkSport's Alex McCarthy. This is what he said. Brock said to Riddle. He's reporting that, quote, according to a WWE official, Lesnar is said to have approached Riddle backstage and grabbed his shoulder to get his attention. Then Lesnar said, kid, you might as well stop saying my name and tagging me and shit because you and I will never work together. Ever.
Wow.
End quote.
Ooh. Apparently Riddle tried then to talk to Brock, but Lesnar just moved on, with McCarthy adding that Riddle was his usual cool and composed self during the exchange. Tensions never rose especially high. He also notes that Riddle was not punished during the Royal Rumble. Fans have speculated that Riddle, and I saw a couple headlines today that he was being, that he was punished in the Rumble.
Well, just wait, we're getting to that.
Fans have speculated that Riddle's brief showing was some kind of punishment, but we understand that was always the plan.
Meanwhile, the Wrestling Observer himself, Dave Meltzer, is saying that Riddle does have heat backstage, which is why he was eliminated from the Rumble so quickly. Riddle himself hasn't exactly specifically commented on all this, though he did tweet, I believe, today or this morning, quote, this is a pick from this year's 2020 Royal Rumble. As you can tell by my face, everything went according to plan. Hashtag sarcasm.
Hashtag bro.
Hashtag bro.
That picture would have been the same had he been had he been punished or not.
I think he just looked on his face.
Yeah, exactly. So who knows who to believe? Alex seems to be getting some good info these days.
True.
So I'm gonna say he's right. But I guess who knows? I don't know. I kind of feel like the Baron Corbin spot with Matt Riddle seemed to be a very deliberate
thing.
It seemed
to be a means to get heat on Baron.
Yeah.
Because everybody loves Matt Riddle. Well, maybe not Brock Lesnar, but fans.
Everybody but Brock.
Fans love Matt Riddle.
Are we in the legal clear if we made shirts that says Brock fears Riddle?
We said Brock fears Matt.
Matt?
We would probably be.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
I think we can.
Okay, cool. We'll put them right on our Teespring store.
There you go.
We'll do that.
There you go. Yeah, the spot with Baron seemed to be a means to get heat on Baron, not to punish Matt. That's how I interpreted it during the moment.
That's how I interpreted it as well. Because if he had eliminated, anybody else, would it really have mattered all that much? Eliminating Matt Riddle, everybody's like, oh, man, this could be a really cool moment. Matt Riddle's in the Rumble. Baron eliminates him.
Heat on Baron.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. It's possible that both Alex McCarthy and Dave are right in this capacity based on who their sources are and who their sources have talked to. Because do you think Matt Riddle has heat with Triple H? No.
No, I don't know.
Or anybody in or any of the in the executive part of NXT? No.
No.
Is it possible that he might have some heat with some people backstage on Raw? Maybe.
The one interesting name that I'm kind of curious about is Paul Heyman. Because Brock is obviously the Paul Heyman guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think that Paul Heyman would actually be a fan of Matt Riddle's.
That's like Sean Ross Sapp was saying on Twitter today. It was boggling his mind that Brock wouldn't see the potential to, money-making potential of working with Matt Riddle based on everything Matt Riddle's been saying.
Any chances it was just manufactured? Did we ever find out were cameras present?
We have not found that out about
that.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, who knows? Wouldn't surprise me if it pops up on a WWE documentary. But I don't know. I mean, Matt Riddle's trajectory could be one of two things. I mean, he either could stay in NXT for a while and win the NXT championship in a year. He
or
could
less.
Go to Raw or SmackDown, or less. He could go to Raw or SmackDown tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really know. I'm not sure if he'll be in the position to challenge Brock Lesnar by the time Brock isn't done doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
don't know.
It's neither or. Obviously, I don't think Brock was talking about that here. I don't think he was saying, by the time you get anywhere, I'm going to be retired. I think he's saying, you're annoying me.
Or you're beneath me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
like, there's no chance he'll ever be the magnitude of star you would need to be in the ring with me.
That's what it feels like he's saying.
Yes.
He's trying to pee.
So, extinguish your mind of the thought.
Yeah.
Effectively.
Right. Yeah.
More details on Edge return.
Mm. Oh, sweet money. So much money.
Also, from Talk Sports, Alex McCarthy getting all the scoops. He's reporting that Edge's new WWE contract is for 3 years at $3 million a year.
Oh, boy.
All that Edge has to do is compete. 3 times a year to earn that money. He continues, quote, the dates Edge has committed to is 5 matches, one being the Rumble he took part in last Sunday, and 4 other matches throughout the year. On top of that, he'll make 25 appearances per year, end quote. So that's a pretty sweet deal for old Adam Copeland there.
It's a very sweet deal, and it's going to be even sweeter when CM Punk takes that same kind of money or more. I was actually really shocked. So the ratings came in for Raw this week.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a second.
Today.
I guess we might as well do it now.
Yeah, we might as well just do it now. So they didn't really move all that much.
They didn't. There was movement, but there was movement up in some metrics and down in others. So average viewership was up around 200,000. Or sorry, 20,000. It was up about 20,000, the average viewership. The hourly ratings were hour one, about 2.5. Hour two, a little bit more than 2.4 million. Hour three, a little bit more than 2.2. And the each hour of the show ranked 1, 2, and 3 respectively amongst that coveted prize 18 to 49 demographic.
Yeah.
And you look at that, you think, that's really good. However, the demographic numbers were down from last week.
Yeah.
It was, I think, hours 1 and 2 or 1 and 2. But hour one last week got like a 0.9 in the 1849 demo.
In short, they really promoted Edge for that last segment, and it didn't really seem to pay off. There's one name who would make a difference in the ratings, and that's CM Punk. $3 million a year, 5 years would be $15 million, which is approaching the $20 million that Punk said he'd take to come back and wrestle. Just saying, it's probably going
to
happen.
Well, he said the conversation would have to start at 20 to 25. That's opening negotiations.
Well, you know, negotiations go both ways.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that, hey, that's terrific for him. It seems like a really great deal.
Yeah.
WWE has tons of money right now. So, I don't know. I do kind of think that if Punk wanted it, he'd probably get it.
Yeah.
But that remains to be seen
if
he's interested.
Let's talk Samoa Joe. So given the spot that happened on Raw last night, it seemed like it could have been storyline. And we heard rumblings earlier this morning that wasn't. Well, Meltzer is saying definitely not. He's saying that, quote, Samoa Joe suffered concussion during last night's episode of Raw. And Joe being removed from the match was not planned. He's being monitored. And I guess whenever symptoms resolve themselves, and he can pass protocol, then he can return to the ring.
At this point, can we just stop with the suicide dives? I mean, I know plenty of people do them. They're fine. But they're not even pretty moves anymore. Unless you're Darby Allin or Rey Fénix, why are you even doing them? They look ugly. They're not impactful. I don't know.
Mm.
This is you're launching yourself out the ring.
Head first.
I don't know. Bring back the pile driver. Can we just switch that for the pile driver? Nobody gets hurt in a pile driver. Austin did 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Almost 30 years ago.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
Anyways.
About 23 years ago. We can talk Killer Cross if you want.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
So he was on the Two-Man Power Trip of Wrestling podcast, and he was asked about rumors of him meeting Triple H. And this is what he had said, quote, I have to address this. These quotes are courtesy of Pro Wrestling Sheet. He says, quote, I have to address this. You have mentioned Hunter or Triple H. I've never met him. I don't know where the story came up exactly first in the dirt sheets. I don't really pay that much attention to them, and I've never met him. I think it's cool, and I think it's kind of flattering that these stories circulate, but I'd like to meet him. If someone can make that happen, that'd be great. His girlfriend works at NXT.
All right, Larson, here comes the big test, my friend. You were behind Edge when he said, nope, not coming back. This is a wrestler who's saying he ain't had any talks with Triple H. I'm going to ask you the question, do you think Killer Kross has had any talks with Triple H?
I'd find out what the nicest like steakhouse is in Orlando. They probably shared. They probably broke bread at said steakhouse.
Probably did. They probably did.
He continues. I know it's not meant to be malicious or whatnot. It's fun to fantasize about that stuff, but unfortunately, that hasn't happened yet.
Mm.
And if he didn't meet with Triple H, he met from somebody with NXT. All right. He could be parsing the question. Doesn't mean he didn't have dinner with Regal or Matt Bloom.
Dude, I don't
or
know.
Somebody.
I here's the thing. We've heard multiple times that they're saying, hey, bro, you don't even have to go to NXT. You can go up to the main roster, which actually be surprising because his girlfriend's in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, who's to say that she won't be brought up, you know,
that's true. That's true.
Brought her with him. So
so I don't know, man. They might be the like the superior version of the Kanellises,
mm-hmm.
something like that, you know? So I don't know. We've heard that WWE has, you know, they basically have backed up the Brinks truck for the guy because they see a lot in him. And that includes not doing NXT, going straight to main roster.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that he's met with, like you're saying, other people, but just main roster, you know, representatives.
I mean, he wouldn't be speaking a mistruth if he said he hasn't met with Triple H, if he hasn't actually talked to Triple H. However, if he talked from someone to NXT, he's still being truthful. Question is, have you met with Triple H?
Yeah.
He has more to say from this podcast. Quote, I don't know where I'm going to end up yet, and that doesn't bother me, and it shouldn't bother anyone else. This is a huge decision. This is a life-changing decision, and I enjoy the idea of commitment. So when I make the decision of which direction I'm going in, I need to be 100% committed in my mind, and I need to have everything to lay as it should be. The truth of the matter is I don't know where I'm going next. I have ideas, let me tell you. And I am in conversations with many different channels, but there's such a massive amount of...
Our channel?
Embellishment.
We need to get in contact with
them. Let's get in touch with Killer Kross. A massive amount of embellishment out there that sometimes I feel bad reading it, but I'll just mind my own business and be over here.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to lay low, keep things hush-hush, so when I show up, post-mania.
They've told me not to say anything.
Yep.
So that
when I come out in the Raw after Mania and lay out somebody huge, people will pop for it.
Yep. So that's cool, man.
He'll probably have to change his name, though.
Killer's not that big of a deal.
They changed the Calf Crusher is called the Calf Killer.
That's called... Wait, what?
The Calf Crusher. They changed the name of AJ's submission.
Oh, he used to be called the Calf Killer?
I believe so.
Oh, interesting. We'll see. I don't know. That dude, he's $1 million.
Crusher Kross.
What's his real name?
Kevin something, I think.
Killer Kross. What's his real name? Kevin Kezar. Killer Kezar. Kezar Kross. Hey, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Kaiser Kross. That's a cool name, like Kaiser Soze. Mm. Kaiser's a cool name. Mm. Kaiser Kross. Oh, I dig that. Can we make Kaiser Kross shirts? Can we trademark that now? Because that's what they're going to do. I don't know. He's terrific. I think he's going to be $1 million in WWE. He's got everything.
Yeah, man.
It's actually kind of shocking that he hasn't gotten there yet.
What's after Mania?
He's only been wrestling for a short period of time, I think. He's 34 years old. He debuted in 2014. I mean, that was 6 years ago, but still.
Yeah, that's not that long ago.
That's really not that long ago.
In wrestling circles.
Yeah. So, good on him, man. He's going to be worth a lot of money coming up soon.
Yep.
Him and Scarlett Bordeaux.
Yep.
So, that's awesome. Anyways, hey, man, let's get this one up to 646 likes today.
Sure, sounds good.
What do you say? 646
yeah, that's
a good
fine.
Number?
Mm.
All right, smash that like button.
Smash it, please,
it helps going in Raw. And it's a free thing that you can do.
To help the show, yep.
If you're listening to us in the audio realm. Which, by the way, this is available in the audio realm. Be sure to leave us a rating, review, or a comment. That is also a free and easy way to help us here on the show.
Yep.
Patreon.com/Stephen Larson. All sorts of great bonus content. Today we talked about Kobe Bryant, our favorite Kobe Bryant memories. Yesterday we booked WrestleMania 36.
Correct.
In our own way.
Ooh.
So good stuff. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate our Raw review is live right now. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.